1 Samuel 24 through 25. Now when Saul returned from pursuing the Philistines, it was reported to him, saying, "Behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi." Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all Israel, and went to search for David and his men in front of the rocks of the mountain goats. And he came to the sheepfolds on the way, where there was a cave, and Saul went in to relieve himself. Now David and his men were sitting in the inner recesses of the cave. Then David's men said to him, "Behold, this is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I am about to hand your enemy over to you, and you shall do to him as it seems good to you.'" Then David got up and cut off the edge of Saul's robe secretly. But it came about afterward that David's conscience bothered him because he had cut off the edge of Saul's robe. So he said to his men, "Far be it from me, because of the Lord, that I would do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to reach out with my hand against him, since he is the Lord's anointed." And David rebuked his men with these words, and did not allow them to rise up against Saul. And Saul got up, left the cave, and went on his way. Afterward, however, David got up and went out of the cave, and called after Saul, saying, "My lord, the king." And when Saul looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the ground and prostrated himself. And David said to Saul, "Why do you listen to the words of men who say, 'Behold, David is seeking to harm you'? Behold, this day your eyes have seen that the Lord had handed you over to me today in the cave, and someone said to kill you, but I spared you. And I said, I will not reach out with my hand against my Lord, because he is the Lord's anointed. So, my father, look, indeed, look at the edge of your robe in my hand. For by the fact that I cut off the edge of your robe, but did not kill you, know and understand that there is no evil or rebellion in my hands, and I have not sinned against you, though you are lying in wait for my life to take it. May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord take vengeance on you for me. But my hand shall not be against you. As the proverb of the ancients says, out of the wicked comes wickedness, but my hand shall not be against you. After whom has the king of Israel gone out? Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog? A single flea? May the Lord therefore be judge and decide between you and me. And may he see and plead my cause and save me from your hand." When David had finished speaking these words to Saul, Saul said, "Is this your voice, my son David?" Then Saul raised his voice and wept. And he said to David, "You are more righteous than I, for you have dealt well with me, while I have dealt maliciously with you. You have declared today that you have done good to me, that the Lord handed me over to you, and yet you did not kill me. Though if a man finds his enemy, will he let him go away unharmed? May the Lord therefore reward you with good in return for what you have done to me this day. Now behold, I know that you will certainly be king, and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hand. So now swear to me by the Lord that you will not cut off my descendants after me, and that you will not eliminate my name from my father's household." And David swore an oath to Saul. Then Saul went to his home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold. Then Samuel died, and all Israel assembled and mourned for him, and they buried him at his house in Ramah. And David set out and went down to the wilderness of Paran. Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. And it came about while he was shearing his sheep in Carmel, now the man's name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail, and the woman was intelligent and beautiful in appearance, but the man was harsh and evil in his dealings, and he was a Calebite. That David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep. So David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young men, "Go up to Carmel, and visit Nabal, and greet him in my name. And this is what you shall say: Have a long life, peace to you, and peace to your house, and peace to all that you have. Now then, I have heard that you have shearers. Now, your shepherds have been with us. We have not harmed them, nor has anything of theirs gone missing all the days they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we have come on a festive day. Please give whatever you find at your hand to your servants and to your son David. But when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal in accordance with all these words in David's name. Then they waited. But Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants today who are each breaking away from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have slaughtered for my shearers and give it to men whose origin I do not know?" So David's young men made their way back and returned, and they came and informed him in accordance with all these words. Then David sent to his men, "Each of you strap on his sword." So each man strapped on his sword, and David also strapped on his sword. And about 400 men went up behind David, while 200 stayed with the baggage. Now one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, and he spoke to them in anger. Yet the men were very good to us, and we were not harmed, nor did anything go missing as long as we went with them, while we were in the fields. They were a wall to us both by night and by day, all the time we were with them tending the sheep. Now then, be aware, and consider what you should do, because harm is plotted against our master, and against all his household, and he is such a worthless man that no one can speak to him." Then Abigail hurried, and took 200 loaves of bread, and 2 jugs of wine, and 5 sheep already prepared, and 5 measures of roasted grain, and 100 cakes of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and she loaded them on donkeys. Then she said to her young men, "Go on ahead of me. Behold, I am coming after you." But she did not tell her husband Nabal. And it happened as she was riding on her donkey, and coming down by the hidden part of the mountain, that behold, David and his men were coming down toward her. So she met them. Now David had said, "It is certainly for nothing that I have guarded everything that this man has in the wilderness, so that nothing has gone missing of all that belonged to him, for he has returned me evil for good. May God do so to the enemies of David, and more so, if by morning I leave alive as much as 1 male of any who belong to him." When Abigail saw David, she hurried and dismounted from her donkey, and fell on her face in front of David, and bowed herself to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, "On me alone, my lord, be the blame. And please, let your slave speak to you, and listen to the words of your slave. Please do not let my lord pay attention to this worthless man, Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and stupidity is with him. But I, your slave, did not see the young men of my lord whom you sent. Now then, my lord, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, since the Lord has restrained you from shedding blood, and from avenging yourself by your own hand, now then, may your enemies and those who seek evil against my lord be like Nabal. And now let this gift which your servant has brought to my lord be given to the young men who accompany my lord. Please forgive the offense of your slave, for the Lord will certainly make for my lord an enduring house, because my lord is fighting the battles of the Lord, and evil will not be found in you all your days. Should anyone rise up to pursue you and to seek your life, then the life of my lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God. But the lives of your enemies he will sling out as from the hollow of a sling. And when the Lord does for my lord in accordance with all the good that he has spoken concerning you, and appoints you ruler over Israel, this will not become an obstacle to you, or a troubled heart to my lord, both by having shed blood without cause, and by my lord's having avenged himself. When the Lord deals well with my lord, then remember your slave. Then David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me, and blessed be your discernment, and blessed be you, who have kept me this day from bloodshed, and from avenging myself by my own hand. Nevertheless, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has restrained me from harming you, if you had not come out quickly to meet me, there certainly would not have been left to Nabal until the morning light as much as one male. So David accepted from her hand what she had brought him, and said to her, Go up to your house in peace. See, I have listened to you, and granted your request. Then Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he was having a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was cheerful within him, for he was very drunk. So she did not tell him anything at all until the morning light. But in the morning, when the wine had gone out of Nabal, his wife told him these things, and his heart died within him, so that he became like a stone. About 10 years later, the Lord struck Nabal, and he died. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed be the Lord, who has pleaded the cause of the shame inflicted on me by the hand of Nabal, and has kept back his servant from evil. The Lord has also returned the evil doing of Nabal on his own head. Then David sent a proposal to Abigail to take her as his wife. When the servants of David came to Abigail at Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, David has sent us to you to take you to him as his wife. And she got up and bowed with her face to the ground, and said, Behold, your slave is a servant to wash the feet of my lord's servants. Then Abigail got up quickly and rode on a donkey, with her 5 female attendants who accompanied her, and she followed the messengers of David and became his wife. David had also taken Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they both became his wives. But Saul had given his daughter Michal, David's wife, to Palti the son of Laish, who was from Galim. Luke 3. Now in the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip was tetrarch of the region of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, in the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness, and he came into all the region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, The voice of one calling out in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every ravine will be filled, and every mountain and hill will be lowered. The crooked will become straight, and the rough roads smooth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God. So he was saying to the crowds who were going out to be baptized by him, You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore produce fruits that are consistent with repentance, and do not start saying to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. For I say to you, from these stones God is able to raise up children for Abraham. But indeed, the axe is already being laid at the root of the trees. So every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the crowds were questioning him, saying, Then what are we to do? And he would answer them and say to them, The one who has 2 tunics is to share with one who has none, and the one who has food is to do likewise. Now even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, Teacher, what are we to do? And he said to them, Collect no more than what you have been ordered to. And soldiers also were questioning him, saying, What are we to do, we as well? And he said to them, Do not extort money from anyone, nor harass anyone, and be content with your wages. Now, while the people were in a state of expectation, and they all were thinking carefully in their hearts about John, whether he himself perhaps was the Christ, John responded to them all, saying, As for me, I baptize you with water, but he is coming who is mightier than I, and I am not fit to untie the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, his winnowing fork in his hand, to thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, he preached the gospel to the people. But when Herod the Tetrarch was reprimanded by him regarding Herodias, his brother's wife, and regarding all the evil things which Herod had done, Herod also added this to them all. He locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus also was baptized, and while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." When he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years old, being, as was commonly held, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Hezli, the son of Nagai, the son of Math, the son of Mattathias, the son of Simeon, the son of Joshesh, the son of Joda, the son of Joanan, the son of Resa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adai, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Jorim, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meleah, the son of Mena, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashan, the son of Aminadab, the son of Admin, the son of Ram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Heber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Hebrews 13. Let the love of brothers and sisters continue. Do not neglect hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember the prisoners as though in prison with them, and those who are badly treated, since yourselves are also in the body. Marriage is to be held in honor among all, and the marriage bed is to be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterers. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself said, "I will never desert you, nor will I ever abandon you." So that we confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?" Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their way of life, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be misled by varied and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, through which those who were so occupied were not benefited. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin and burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also suffered outside the gate, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood. So then, let us go out to him, outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. Through him, then, let's continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips praising his name, and do not neglect doing good and sharing. For with such sacrifices God is pleased. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account, so that they may do this with joy, not groaning, for this would be unhelpful for you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a good conscience, desiring to conduct ourselves honorably in all things. And I urge you all the more to do this, so that I may be restored to you more quickly. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, that is, Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. But I urge you, brothers and sisters, listen patiently to this word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. Know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom, if he comes soon, I will see you. Greet all of your leaders and all the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. Proverbs 17:10-18. A rebuke goes deeper into one who has understanding than 100 blows into a fool. A rebellious person seeks only evil, so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Let a person meet a bear robbed of her cubs, rather than a fool in his foolishness. One who returns evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is like letting out water, so abandon the quarrel before it breaks out. One who justifies the wicked and one who condemns the righteous, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. Why is there money in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom, when he has no sense? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A person lacking in sense shakes hands, and becomes guarantor in the presence of his neighbor. Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all nations. Sing his praises, all peoples. For his mercy toward us is great, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord.